And now, Bookmarks, Writers on Books They Love.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lewis, author of The Rise, Creativity, The Gift of Failure, and The Search for Mastery. The book I'd like to recommend is a classic that is underappreciated, The Power of Myth by Joseph Campbell. This is a book that reminds us that stories are the guiding force for how we live our lives. Joseph Campbell spent so many years teaching at Sarah Lawrence, looking at the various different mythologies around the world, finding their common themes, and reminding us of what we have lost by not continuing to pass them on to subsequent generations. He inspired tons of artists with this idea, but I feel that so many people have forgotten the message. They remember the pithy quote, "Follow your bliss," but they forget how to do that oftentimes. I think without mythology, without stories, we rob ourselves of the guidepost that we kind of need to make our lives and to create it the way that we want to. I read this book when I was really young. I've moved maybe 10 times since college. There are very few books I keep with me in every location, and this is one of them. For me, it's a kind of a Talmudic text. I go to different parts of it at different times in my life just to find sustenance. You know, what it has done for me is made me think about ritual more, what rituals I need to mark moments. Many of the myths, for example, in the book are about rites of passage. How to go from girl to woman, how to go from, in my case, a teacher, say, to a writer, how to see yourself differently. And so I find myself creating rituals for myself, creating rituals for my family that I feel just heighten the sense of presence I have about where I am in my life. So there's some that are communal. So much of creative work, for an author in particular, can be solitary. And coming together to bring out through just conversation are for me now ways that I mark moments. Sometimes I'll bring people together and ask them to think about a certain question and to come with a story of what's happened in their life that deals with it. And there's so much strength that I derive from those conversations that I often will kind of begin a big endeavor by doing that and end it by doing that. Rituals, sometimes we associate with spiritual practice, right? As more people move away from having a religion in their life but become increasingly spiritual, I'm finding that these self-created rituals are really important.
Sarah Lewis recommends The Power of Myth by Joseph Campbell with Bill Moyers. You can find more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.